This is the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast brought to you by Art Wiederman, CPA with Ide Bailey. Whether it's taxes and investing or planning wisely, Art is the expert to make your dental practice profitable. At Ide Bailey, what inspires you inspires us. We provide a suite of accounting and advisory services dedicated to the total care of your practice. Visit our website to access our tools and resources tailored for dentists, idebailey.com/dentist. That's idebailey.com/dentist. This podcast is distributed with the understanding that Art Wiederman, CPA, and Ide Bailey, LLP are not rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Listeners should consult with their business advisors before acting on any of the information or opinions shared. If you have questions and or feedback, make sure to email Art over at awiederman@idebailey.com. That's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at E-I-D-E-B-A-I-L-L-Y.com. You can also give Art a call at 657-279-3243. Without further delay, here's your host, Dental CPA Art Wiederman.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast with Art Wiederman, CPA. I'm your host, Art Wiederman, and welcome to my podcast. I'm a dental division director at the CPA firm of Ide Bailey. I work out of Southern California. The World Broadcasting headquarters are in my office here in South Orange County, California, and our office is in Tustin. And, you know, as part of this journey, and we're in our seventh year of doing this podcast, one of the main things that I really want to do is to help my thousands of listeners to enjoy what they're doing. But for me as a CPA, it's to help increase your bottom line. And every once in a while, I come across a topic that I find really interesting. And one of the things I've always been interested in has to do with overhead and specifically dental supplies. And, you know, most of you doctors, you work with a dental supply rep from a company, and they come in once a week and they take the orders and you buy your dental supplies. And, you know, we look at, overhead should be somewhere theoretically, 6 to 9% of your production should be paid in dental supplies. But we do see doctors overpaying in dental supplies. I hear that complaint a lot. And I was recently introduced to a platform that I found fascinating. And my guest today is Jordan Levitas. She'll come on in a moment. She is with a company called Torch Dental. And I am finding that what these guys can do is they can save you upwards of 20 to 30% a year in the procurement of your dental supplies, and more importantly, save your team a lot of time in doing this. And we're going to talk to Jordan about how the world of dental supplies works. And we're also going to talk about something very timely in this world, which is the Trump administration's tariffs and how they're going to affect all that. So we'll get to Jordan in a moment. Again, I want to thank my wonderful marketing partner, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, www.decisionsindentistry.com. Lorraine Kent and her team have been wonderful partners in this 6.5-year journey. They have 140 continuing education courses that are absolutely the best in the business on clinical at a very reasonable price. They have a company called DDS Media Pro. They do marketing. They do a lot of really cool stuff. Go to www.decisionsindentistry.com. We are going to be publishing this podcast right before the California Dental Association Convention. We are going to be at booth 2538. Ide Bailey is going to be there. And we're going to be at the CDA convention. Please come by and say hello. And we hope to see you at the convention. I am speaking on Friday between 11:30 and 1:30. I will also be at the Orange County Dental Society's hospitality booth on Thursday between 11:30 and 12:30. So hope to see all my friends. Come by, tell me that you listen to the podcast. We're excited. We just finished tax season. And if you guys got a big surprise from your CPA, I got a call from my CPA on April 13th that I owe $60,000 and I didn't know about. Well, we've got your back. If you're looking for a dental CPA who understands the world of dentistry, who has resources that can save you money on dental supplies, like I have, like we're going to talk about today, please give me a call, 657-279-3243 or A. Wiederman, that's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at iBailey.com.
Be sure to check out our new Ide Bailey podcast, Ebb and Flow, a business podcast providing inspired insight on issues and trends the middle market faces. Hear unique business stories, get answers to frequently asked and unasked questions, and understand business topics that matter to you. Available now on your favorite podcast platform.
All right. With that said, I would like to introduce my guest, Jordan Levitas. She is the head of strategic partnerships at a company called Torch Dental. And Torch Dental is a procurement platform. In other words, they don't manufacture and sell dental supplies. But what I've learned in this conversation I've had with Jordan is that the world of dental supplies and ordering of dental supplies is very, very complex. And we're going to visit all of that today. So, Jordan, welcome to the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast.
Thank you for having me, Art. Excited to be on here with you today and recording.
Well, I'm excited to have you too, because I've learned, you know, you go along in this journey. I'm in my 41st year, Jordan, as a dental CPA, and I learn stuff every single day. From wonderful folks like yourself and other people in the profession about what the business of dentistry looks like. But let's get started with our discussion. Tell us a little bit about your journey, maybe a little bit about your company, and then I want to jump into a lot of topics that I have to talk to you about today.
Yeah, definitely. So I, after graduating undergrad, moved to New York City figure out what I wanted to do with my career. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. I thought I always wanted to work in fashion, but I decided to go get into sales to start my career. And I worked for Yelp. I'm sure dentists hate Yelp because we're nonstop calling you and trying to get you to buy ads on the Yelp platform. But from a professional standpoint, it is the best experience. Picking up the phone, not scared to call a business and talk to a business owner is like such professional development experience. And I'm so glad that that's where I started my career, because I got the best training program on how to be a professional in the industry and how to pick up the phone and talk to people.
The whole thing, Jordan, in life is talk to people, communications, right? That's what it's all about.
100%. But I didn't, the reason why I pivoted out of Yelp, and I've been with my company now, Torch Dental, since the beginning of Torch Dental, was because I hated what they were selling. Not because it's a bad platform, but when you sell advertising, you're selling hopes and dreams that it's going to boost a business. And again, there's nothing wrong with buying advertising or selling advertising. I just couldn't sell hopes and dreams. I needed to work for a platform or a product that was actually solving a real live problem. And I found that with Torch Dental. So I pivoted to Torch Dental. Now I'm coming from a huge organization with 2,000 employees in the New York office. We had 1,000 employees in the Chicago office. I was also working out of there. And now I pivoted to a startup. Now the startup had zero customers. We were based out of a WeWork in New York City. Me, the two founders, twin brothers, an engineer, you know, one person who helps with kind of operations. We didn't have much operations at the time. Maybe an engineer or two. That's it. Out of a WeWork, no customers yet. I joined the team to figure out, what do we need to build for dentists? There is this huge problem with transparency on the supply in the supply world. The dental supply world is a really complex marketplace. There's direct manufacturers that do not sell their products through these major distribution houses, the distributors, and I basically spent the first 2 years of my career at Torch going door to door inside dental offices in New York City, figuring out what challenges are dentists facing on the supply side and what can Torch Dental build to create a more efficient way of purchasing dental supplies. Now there's, you know, there's Uber, there's Instacart, there's, you know, all these tech platforms that have made our lives so much easier and more convenient. And how can we do that in the dental space? I mean, we don't pick up a phone book anymore to look up a phone number. We have a more efficient way to do so. And there must be a way to handle procurement in a dental office in a more efficient way. And that's why I joined Torch.
So we're gonna get into all of that, but I want to cover something before we get into how procurement of dental supplies works and how there might be a better way. And again, folks, you know, my podcast is a call to action, and it's to provide you great information and options and choices to make your practice better. And that's what we're talking about today. But I want to talk about something very important, which is, and again, you all know by listening to me for all the time you've listened to me, folks, that I don't get into politics, but we do have a new administration that has implemented tariffs, and tariffs are going to affect this world. So since, Jordan, you are living in the world of dental supplies every day of your professional career, tell our listeners here in early May, spring of 2025, what are the Trump tariffs? How are they going to affect both pricing and availability of dental supplies? I mean, we saw issues in COVID. So talk about that for a minute. And then I want to get into how this whole world works.
Yes. So the answer to that question is that the impact of tariffs is unclear at this exact moment. However, we will expect some price increases in the coming months. So currently, the tariffs are on pause for the next 90 days, except for in China. A lot of products in the dental world are manufactured in China, even if it's, you know, some of those top dental manufacturers. Even if they say that they're, you know, manufactured in Mexico, it might still be manufactured in Malaysia. So where it says it's manufactured and where it comes from on the label is not always 100% accurate. Regardless, my recommendation is to have multiple sources. And what our partners are currently doing is stocking up and being prepared for any potential delays in the supply chain with the most popular products. So just given the dental supply manufacturing marketplace, it's just difficult to tease out which products will be impacted and how much. But like I said, for example, an item may have raw materials sourced in China, but are manufactured in Malaysia and labeled in Mexico, and the package is in the US. So the situation is uncommon in today's marketplace and makes it difficult to determine when the item is going to be tariffed and how much.
So what you're saying is that the procurement of dental supplies is no different than the purchase of automobiles or toys.
Correct.
Or, yeah, we just don't know.
Correct.
We will know a lot better in the next 3 to 6 months. But I wanted you to give our listeners an update because, again, you live in this world every day. All right, let's get into this discussion. I want you, Jordan, to start off by talking about the traditional dental supply relationship that most dental offices in America have. I mean, they have a rep. The rep comes in from a company, and they come in once a week and they take the order. So talk about how that works and talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about that. And then I want to get into maybe a different option that your company might offer.
Yes. So kind of going back into my experience, but again, I walked into probably 1,000 dental offices in New York City. I have seen every type of dental office, and I've seen every so-called system that practices have set up in place for dental supply ordering. It's not a system. So the way the industry works is there are several major distributors that are nationwide large distributors. Then there are regional distributors that are more common in specific regions. Then there are direct manufacturers. Now, some manufacturers sell their products through major distribution. Then some manufacturers do not sell their products through major distribution, and they only sell their products direct. So for an office, in order to place their supply orders for everything that they need, they go to their distributor. Some practices will have one distributor. They won't price shop. They won't look around. They've had the same representative coming once a week into their office, bringing the doctor a coffee, and they hand them a list, a paper list written out by the staff of what their order is. A more savvy office who's looking at different prices will have a few different distributors and will negotiate with multiple reps from those different distributors. And I'm going to get back there in a second about the different distributors and how practices are placing orders. Then there are those direct manufacturers. Now, those direct manufacturers do not sell their products through distribution. So in order to get, and a lot of these manufacturers are the whitening materials, implants, bone, burrs, endophiles, braces, brackets, wires, bands, office supplies, more of the specialty products. We'll call them specialty manufacturer items. And then again, their primary supplier, which is the major distributors that sell a lot of the different dental manufacturers. So they have that rep. Then they also have, and that rep is coming into their office selling them products. Then you'll also have the other distributor reps coming into the office trying to win their business. Then you also have all of the manufacturer reps. It doesn't matter if that manufacturer is selling their products direct, shipping directly from the manufacturer, or if that manufacturer is selling their products through the distribution channel. Those manufacturers are still going in person into the office to sell their products. Even if it's sold and shipped through a distributor, they're still pushing their products. And then again, you have all the manufacturer reps that ship their products directly from the manufacturer's warehouse to the office. They're also going into that office and pushing their products and selling their products. So when I was in the field in New York City, just basically doing market research, how do practices order dental supplies? There would be a line out the door of manufacturer reps and distributor reps trying to get this doctor's business. The front staff is trying to deal with insurance. The dental assistants are trying to get the operatories ready to see the patients waiting in the waiting room. And the doctor's trying to manage a business. Dental supply ordering was the wild, wild west. and it is so distracting for the staff and everyone in the office that has a line out the door of people trying to sell them products. And I haven't even gotten into how they're purchasing these products yet and pricing and transparency and all that, but it is super distracting. I couldn't believe that this is still happening. And at the time it was like 2018, 2019. I couldn't believe my eyes that the medical industry and dental is 20 years behind in technology.
Jordan, let me jump in here for a second. So as an accountant, we see what's called the general ledgers. And the general ledgers, doctors, are the things that we produce as accountants that show in the dental supply expense category, all the categories of expenses. We have all the detail of everything you do. And you would think that the dental supply, you know, we'll just call it XYZ Dental, comes in once a week. You have 12 checks. They sell you everything. It doesn't work that way. our clients for 40 years that I can remember they're buying from like dozens and dozens of vendors. So, you know, not only do they have people coming in, Jordan, I guess, but they've also got, you know, they're researching catalogs and on the internet and the time consuming. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. So let's talk about, you know, a little bit about kind of what you guys do at Torch Dental. So, you know, it's a procurement platform. And doctors, again, I am going to tell you right off the bat here, I get nothing from any guest that ever comes on to this podcast. This is about trying to save you guys money, because this was absolutely fascinating to me as I was learning about this. And, you know, the platform, I guess, provides an opportunity for, you know, one-stop shopping. We can cut the lines at the front door of all the reps, right? So talk a little bit about what a what the customer, you've talked a little bit about what the journey looks like. The journey looks like the wild, wild west of people coming in. What does it look like if we could simplify the process?
Yeah. So my company, Torch Dental, we are all about technology. So practices were using paper files, paper lists, sticky notes, chunky catalogs, calling over the phone to place orders, maybe going online. Some distributors have online portals, but those portals have to be coded with your custom pricing. There's no price transparency anywhere. So I'd love to chat about the price transparency aspect in the dental world too.
Go for it, because that's, you know, again, when the rep comes into the office and says, "Doctor, I'm going to get you the best price," they're never going to come in, Jordan, and say, "Okay, so because you're in Columbus, Ohio, you're paying 40% more than everybody else. That's just the way it is." It doesn't work that way, right? The reps don't.
No.
We're getting you. It's always, we're getting you the best prices. But the doctors don't know what the best prices look like, right?
They have no clue where to even negotiate from, because there is no transparency to even start negotiating.
Right.
And the biggest thing is, there's so many people trying to sell you stuff. At the end of the day, they're all commission based, and their product is always going to be the best. Their product's always going to be the most cost effective. Their product's always going to be, because they make commission, they're paid on margins. The dentist and the rep are not on the same team here, because they both have different interests. The doctor is wanting to drive bottom line. The person selling them the product wants to sell to make, they're paid on profit margins. So in order for them to make money, they have to increase the margin, and that's how they're paid. Traditionally, the dental world, compared to any other industry, the dental supply world, is upwards of 30-40% margins, which is crazy. Yeah. Most industries are 5-10%. Dental supplies is upwards of 30-40%. So again, I keep using, someone said this to me one time, that dental supply ordering was the wild, wild west. And I was like, that is the best way to explain it. But there's no transparency for the doctors to even start to negotiate. I can give an example. We were in New York City. Every doctor loves to know their price on Cavi wipes. It's like, they're like gold. It's like they wear it as like a badge of honor. Like, this is what I pay for Cavi wipes. I bet I get the best price of Cavi wipes than any other practice down the street. And it's funny. But the crazy part is, you walk into the office next door, who maybe doesn't know their price for Cavi wipes, or does, and they're ordering from the same company, the same rep, but paying different prices. They have no idea.
Right. Right.
And their online accounts don't show that transparency either. They have no idea. It all comes down to what your, you know, rep codes your online account to be. So now I can get into the tech and what we're trying to disrupt here.
Oh no, please disrupt. This is the Art of Dental Finance and Disruption. We've renamed the podcast just for you, Jordan. So
perfect.
Talk about this. I also want you to talk a little bit about, I mean, how do you, there's thousands of vendors out there. And so we'll talk about the disruption. Then I want to talk about kind of how you gather all this information. I'm assuming technology is a big part of it, but So talk about the disruption and what your guys are doing to try and save these doctors money.
Our number one goal is do what's best for the dentist. Let the dentist focus on what's most important, which is patient care, and give them fair, peace of mind, transparent system for streamlining dental supply ordering. That's the number one goal here. And I'm really excited to see where our platform is going to be in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years. But the ultimate goal here is the dental supply world margins, profit margins are absurd. They're way too high compared to other industries. And our goal here is to use technology to reduce those costs and give those savings right back to the dentist.
So let's walk through maybe kind of how, you know, someone comes onto this platform and they decide, okay, we're going to give this a try. What do you do? Do you just kind of drop thousands of emails to them and say, this is the price of this? I don't think that's how you do it, but how does this work?
Yes. Okay. So we create a custom inventory dashboard for every single office because an orthodontist is going to be purchasing different supplies than an endodontist. But if an orthodontist would like to purchase the products that an endodontist is ordering, they can easily search our all products catalog and search for everything. So basically our, let's say the Torch catalog is basically 50 plus dental distributors and direct manufacturers in one centralized platform. So if you know a regular distributor has 50,000 products, we have over 400,000 unique SKUs on our website. What happens when you build your order? So let's say I'm placing an order for about a couple disposables, some cement, some bone, some implants, some files. Some Cavi wipes, some cotton rolls, some bibs, some gloves. What happens is Torch optimization. So we'll show you how can your office, based on your location, get this order as fast as possible for the best price, free shipping, and product availability. So we'll show you all of the distributors that sell this one product in one brand, and we'll show you why we're choosing this distributor to fulfill the order with. And they'll see the pricing that Torch has negotiated from all of those different vendors. You'll put a product in your cart and you'll have the transparency to see what 10 different distributors sell that product for. Now, these distributors that are integrated on Torch are authorized by the top dental manufacturers. We only work with authorized dental suppliers. They must meet our SLAs in order to be part of the Torch Dental platform. They must meet our shipping requirements, our shipping speed requirements. They must hit a certain threshold in our pricing in order to qualify to be on our platform. We are vetting out the best of the best manufacturers and distributors to be on our platform.
So a couple of questions. Number one, can you get a better price on dental supplies if you say, you know what, Jordan, I don't need a box of gloves for a week or 2 weeks. I'm good, but I want to order them. Can you get a better price if your delivery time is later?
Sometimes. So On the platform, we have an option called wait and save. So let's say you're in New York City and there's a regional distributor in California that has the same product available in stock. But for a regional distributor to get you that product in New York might take 3 days and maybe it's $10 cheaper. The practice has a choice. We can't read their mind, but this is part of the cart optimization is we're going to fulfill this order as fast and as cheap as possible. But there will be features on there that say wait and save. They can wait. It won't ever be 2 weeks, but it'll be an extra day or two that they can wait to get a product less expensive if they like. Most practices, they need their products ASAP. Right. But we're we're going to be saving them an additional 20 to 30% on top of the discounts that they're currently receiving from their representatives, because we're replacing a lot of the overhead costs for everyone in the buying picture and giving those savings right back to the dentist. Again, the margins in dental supplies is absurdly high. Our goal is we are decreasing that significantly by technology, by using technology to streamline this process. Not only is Torch Dental saving practices money, but we're saving them hours. We partner with the largest dental assisting association, and I heard the craziest stories when we were.
Tell me a crazy story, Jordan.
Okay, well, one of the presidents of the association said this gave her dedicated 10 hours a week to do dental supply ordering. I was like, are you kidding me? You're being paid 10 hours a week to order supplies? I'm like, that's nuts. How are you not? And then another office that I met with, also part of the organization, not the president, but someone else on the board, they had a dedicated person. Their full-time salary was to find and purchase supplies for the office. I was mind blown. I was like, you're not, okay, Heartland Dental, Aspen Dental, these massive DSOs, they have procurement teams because they're a massive organization. A private practice should not have a procurement team. They just need a system that they can rely on that is going to make an efficient system in place so that ultimately their staff can focus on what's most important, producing, providing the best patient care, collections. There's so many more other tasks in the dental office that are a lot more important, that are revenue generating tasks.
So you work, I research all of my guests. I think I told you this. I research all my guests, and it looks like, Torch, you work with about 3,000 offices nationwide. And so how do you work with a customer? Is it you're working with a dental assistant? You're working with someone at the front office? I assume you're not. I'm assuming the doctor is not super involved in ordering dental supplies. He or she should not be, I don't think. Let's say I have a million dollar practice, which is a very typical practice in our CPA firm and in the world that I live in. Million and a half, 2 million. So are you working with one assistant that you're teaching the system? And how do the mechanics of this work?
Yes. It's hard to say who we're working with because every dental office is different. However, I will say majority of offices have the lead dental assistant purchasing the supplies in the office. Now, the way that they're building their lists and who actually pays the bills and things like that is different. Sometimes it's the doctor's wife. Sometimes it's the it's the office manager. But typically, the dental assistant is actually building the list and placing the order. We do meet with the doctors. The doctors are the ones who typically sign up for Torch Dental and then hand the responsibility and the task to the designated person who purchases supplies. So typically it's the dental assistant. So when a practice signs up for Torch, we integrate all of their supplies onto their custom inventory dashboard and give them an analysis on, hey, this is how much you could have been saving if you were to be using a system like Torch Dental. So we connect either their online accounts and it automatically uploads their purchase history onto their custom inventory dashboard. When they're ready to start placing orders, they add their items to their cart and cart optimization starts. Cart optimization is getting you, you know, instead of someone manually checking different shipping speeds and price shopping across the internet and dealing with 10 different reps come to the office to place all of their orders. They're ordering from all of those direct manufacturers and all those distributors on one centralized place. When they're ready to check out, they can see exactly how much they're paying for all of their items. They can also see how much they used to pay for those items. They can see when they last purchased those items. And when they place those orders, they can see exactly when they're going to receive those orders. Torch handles everything from discovering new products to paying those invoices. All payments are done through Torch. Payment never leaves Torch. Your payment method never leaves our platform to go pay a supplier. It is secured and encrypted into our system. We offer analytics so practices can see how much am I spending a year on brackets, wires, and bands? How much am I spending on disposables? How much am I ordering monthly? And the software starts to understand the buying habits and the purchase history of the dental office. We offer data-driven recommendations. So you have all of these competing voices in the dental world. You go to CDA Presents and there's so many booths there trying to get you to stop and sell you their loops or sell you their gloves. And there's a lot of competing voices. We're going to give you data-driven recommendations. We're not going to push X gloves or Y loops on to a practice because that's going to make Torch the most commission. We're going to give you the data-driven recommendations. What do dentists prefer in your area? What does the data show? The data supports that X amount of dentists prefer these gloves because A, they're cost effective, and B, they feel really nice on the doctor's hands. This is what doctors like. So our recommendations for new products or substitute products are going to be data-driven recommendations.
So not only does in this platform are you getting them good prices and saving time, you're also giving them an idea of what are their colleagues using.
Yeah. What is the source of truth? We're giving them a source of truth in this dental supply world with tons of competing voices.
All right, real quick, and then I've got more questions about this because this is fascinating to me. I'm a numbers guy and I love numbers. So if someone wanted to find out more about what you guys do, and again, doctors, I'm all about saving money. Let's do some math here. I'm required by law to do math on this podcast. You have $1.5 million practice and you're spending 8% of your revenues on supplies. That's $120,000. What this platform can help you do is to save, let's just say you save 25% of $120,000. That's $30,000 in your pocket. And with the problems that we all have in dentistry of reduced reimbursements from insurance and uncertainty in an economy, I think right now this is something I don't get excited about too many things these days at my age in dentistry, but this just seems to make a heck of a lot of sense because I do get a lot of doctors who, Jordan, complain about, I don't know if I'm getting the best prices, but I like my person and they come in and they bring me cookies and all this stuff. So how does someone get a hold of you? Do they go on the website? Give out your contact information, please. And then I've got more questions.
Yes. Okay. So you can reach out directly to me. My email is Jordan, JORDYN, spelled Jordan with a Y, at torchdental.com. Or you can simply go to our website, torchdental.com, click on schedule a demo, speak to someone, let them know what you're interested in learning about, and they can definitely help you. Or email me. I'm available to chat. You can also give me a call. Send me an email first.
If they're going to call, what phone number should they call you at?
Call me at 847-977-6933.
Okay. I want to get back in. Thank you for that. I want to get back into the topic. How can we be sure that, you're dealing with thousands of companies. Do you vet the quality of the items that these guys are getting? Because I can just see they go on, they do their ordering, they go, oh, wait a minute, Jordan, you guys told me the best price on this gloves was this, but the box was the gloves were torn or something. I don't know. How is the quality vetted on these products as opposed to, you know, the rep comes in and, you know, if there's a problem, you call the rep and they fix it.
So in if that were to be the case at our platform, you would click request return. We wouldn't even send you back. You wouldn't even send us back the product. We would just credit you back. So our products, like gloves, have all been vetted. We have years of data now of what gloves are the most cost effective and are quality. The first year or two with Torch, sure, we were testing out some products where maybe those applicator tips were not the best quality, and practices requested to return them. So we automatically credited them. We just said, don't send them back. Just we'll credit you. Thank you for testing those out for us. And we don't recommend those products. Those products do not come up when it. So again, you build your custom inventory dashboard. That custom inventory dashboard is going to have the brands and the products that you like. We're not switching any brands on the practice. We will show them, hey, if you'd like to save even more than 20%, you could save 50% by switching brands. They don't have to switch brands. We're not switching brands on anyone unless they want to switch brands. Those brands that we are saying, these are a substitute, those substitutes have been vetted by dentists.
Okay.
We're not switching brands though, unless they want to.
Do you have people in the company, like if the dental assistant says, you know what, impression material is going to become a dinosaur. I remember I had at our dental CPA meeting, we had one of my dear friends in dentistry, Dr. David Hornbrook. I asked him in 2003, I think it was. I said, David, in the next 10 or 20 years, what do you see the biggest change? He says, impression material will disappear. And they have this thing called digital scanners, which is doing that. But
yes,
we still have that. Can someone pick up the phone and call somebody, company like yours, and say, hey, you know what? We really don't like the impression material we're using, or we don't like the burrs we're using. What do you guys like? What is there one that you guys like more than another? I know you don't get commissioned, so you don't recommend one over another, but you know the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Yeah. We'll give them those recommendations. We can send them, hey, here are a few options. Here's what we recommend. We can show them the scanner. We can show them other material. We can show them, these are your three options. You can go different impression material. You can go digital. You can go option B.
Right. So they have all these options. Talk a little bit about, I mean, I love artificial intelligence. We're actually doing a podcast that's going to come out in the next month on artificial intelligence, Jordan, in the dental office, that's helping doctors to literally put together treatment plans. I mean, the technology is unbelievable. I've told this story before to my audience, Jordan, is that first time I ever spoke at the dental convention at the CDA, California Dental Association, was 1989. And that was where they brought out the first intraoral video camera, which was probably as big as your living room. And it was $42,000. So technology has just changed remarkably. So
yeah, that's
how
crazy.
Do you use AI in this whole setup?
Yes. So Torch now is going to start to understand your buying habits. How often are you placing gloves? How often are you buying cement? How often are you buying bibs? And we, when you're at checkout, we'll say, did you forget this item? Or those items will pop up to the top of your inventory list, reminding you, hey, it's been 3 weeks. You haven't placed an order for gloves. You're probably running low on gloves. I have a lot of ideas on how we'll integrate AI into our platform in the future and in the next coming months, but I'm going to wait till those come out before I mention.
Well, AI is so evolving. I mean, there was a great story about AI on 60 Minutes last week, late April, that just is, I mean, AI today will not be what AI is in a year, 5 years, or 10 years. It's just going to be the technology is like incredible and stuff. So I also noticed that you have the ability, let's say I got a dentist Jordan, who's got a lot of, they order a lot of one particular item. Let's say I'm a, it could be a periodontist, oral surgeon, or a general dentist who's placing a lot of implants, and they're ordering a lot of implants. And I get my doctors at the end of the year when I tell them they need to save, we want to save taxes. Okay, well, I'm going to order 100 implants, right? So, you have the ability, if you see that they're ordering a lot of implants from XYZ implant company, we don't use names here, right? Is you have the ability to actually negotiate some pricing on their behalf?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I use implants as an example. They're, I mean, I see doctors, I'll see a check to, whatever company, and I'll go, you wrote a check for $60,000. Oh yeah. Well, I got a great deal on implants at the end of the year. And then talk about buying in bulk. We got a lot of people with all of these tariffs coming in. All these companies are buying in bulk. A lot of purchases because they're trying to save on the tariffs. But how do you talk to doctors about buying in bulk? How does that conversation work on a platform like yours? Is that a good thing for a dentist to do, or is it actually costing them more money?
They don't necessarily need to be purchasing in bulk with a solution like Torch Dental because we're already negotiating in bulk. We're already reducing the overhead cost and replacing it with technology. So they don't really need to be purchasing in bulk. If they would like to be purchasing in bulk, they can, and we can also help facilitate negotiating even further discounts. However, they don't really need to be doing that anymore. One, how can you make sure that you are using those before they expire and whatever material you're buying in bulk? You don't want to purchase too much and then end up throwing it away. Right. Because that would
and that happens
even worse.
It does happen. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes, it does. So it's not necessary to be done unless it makes sense for your business. So every single office is on a case by case scenario. If someone's placing 100 implants a week, maybe it makes sense for them to be. Again, it depends on the practice. But again, where we sit is we're your procurement partner, and we're going to help you make the correct decisions and in the most efficient way at the best cost. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. One of the concerns I would have in working with not dealing with you have humans that work at Torch Dental, obviously, but not dealing with a human who comes into your office once a week is you're going to set one person up and they're going to be the person that orders the dental supplies in the traditional dental office. And then they leave. Do you have, yeah. What's training look like to help a new person understand how this platform works? Cause they got to get up to speed really fast. Cause the need for dental supplies doesn't end. It just keeps going.
Yes. So it's funny that you bring that up because I had an office in New York City that kept having their dental assistant leave every 6 months. And the dentist was like, this is the biggest pain for me right now is training my staff on ordering supplies. This is a very big office, has lots of famous people coming into his office all the time. Very large practice in New York City. He couldn't keep the staff in place, and training them to purchase supplies was the biggest headache. He needed a system in place, and Torch Dental came in and brought this system. Now, to use our system, there is a couple trainings, and some practices, you'll have a really tech savvy dental assistant or office manager that's like, I don't need help. This is super easy. I'm good to go. Torch is like, great. Let us know how we can hold your hand or not hold your hand in training you on how to use our platform. Some practices, they have new staff, someone new joins the team and we'll train them on how to use Torch. Or the person who is doing ordering has never purchased online before, which is mind blowing. And we'll train them on how to use Torch, how to place the order, how to use our platform effectively and efficiently. So we provide all of those trainings. We have a dedicated onboarding team that helps onboard practices to our platform. And then again, Some practices are super tech savvy. They don't need as much support. And if they let us know, we got it. We did the walkthrough. We did the first training. We're good to go. Then they can continue using the platform, and we'll check in periodically if they need support in any way. But I do want to get into, I know you mentioned before giving my contact info, you were talking about collections, and you were talking about the percentage of how much someone should be spending on supplies. And you were talking about how much does dental supplies cost yearly, and what they could be saving there. I'm curious what you're seeing too, from an accounting perspective. What percentage did you see of collections? Was dental supplies of collections?
So yeah, I've lectured on this, Jordan, for 40 years. So now this is Jordan's podcast and you're asking me the question. Okay, I get it. That's fine. We can do that.
You have I'm one curious. Time. I really...
No, it's great. So for years, I started as a dental CPA in September of 1984. And for years, we quoted dental supplies were 5% of revenues. And we used that for years and years and years, up until, I mean, almost the pandemic. And also when insurance companies started cutting reimbursements to dentists, they would be needing the same number of supplies for lesser revenue. So then we would raise it to 6. And then COVID came. And the cost, because of cost and availability, everything went up because, right, you know, supply and demand, right? I mean, I there was a story, N95 masks. I mean, I've had this conversation with the
$50.
CDA. Oh, no. What happened was is they had 1 million N95 masks, and Governor Newsom took them from the dental profession and gave them to the medical profession, because in May and June of 2020, we had people dying every day. It was horrible. So the supplies were horrible, and the prices of employees went up. The prices of supplies went up. Lab is a different conversation. We won't get into that today. But I now quote, you know, 6 to 9%. And again, do you include Invisalign in that? I put that more as lab. But it really depends on what type of work you're doing. Are you placing implants? That's going to raise your supply cost. Are you doing all on fours? It just depends on the type of work. But for the traditional bread and butter practice, 6 to 8, 6 to 9. And again, the percentage, Jordan, goes higher if I have an office that is heavy PPO with low reimbursements, which is one of my missions, Jordan, in this podcast, is to have doctors revisit their relationships with insurance and look at going out of network with plans. And I have lots of consultant friends in this industry who are behind me in this. So, but I'd say for the traditional practice, most practices are, I can't generalize, 30 to 50% PPO, private, HMO and capitation, different conversation. I'd say 6 to 8, maybe pushing to 9, but I'd say 6 to 8% of collectible production is dental supplies.
So if dental supplies is 6 to 8% of collections, but a technology can come in and bring it back down to 5 to 6%.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here today. Because doctors, again, I saw this, and I mean, I get 2 to 3 solicitations a week from people who want to be on my podcast for all kinds of stuff. And, you didn't solicit me. I mean, I found your company and all this stuff. And it's like, I see this, I go, wow, this is cool. And then we start talking. I said, I got to bring this to my listeners because it's a math problem. My life is a math problem. So I need to wrap this up as much as I'd love to talk dental supplies, geek out on that for the next 3 hours. Any final comments? I want you to give out your contact information one more time and then stay with me as I take the podcast out.
No, I guess the biggest thing is keep your practices productive, build systems in place that are going to operate, that are going to create streamlined operations so that your staff is focusing on revenue generating tasks in your office and peace of mind. Ultimately, you know, everyone who went into dentistry because they love the field, and running a business is no joke. So,
<It's not.
laughs> at the end of the day, where you can find peace of mind and put systems in place, do so.
So, Jordan, one more time, give out your contact information, and then again, stay with me as I take the podcast out.
Sure. Again, my email is Jordan, J-O-R-D-Y-N, at torchdental.com. Torch is T-O-R-C-H. And you can call me directly, 847-977-6933.
Jordan Levitas, Head of Strategic Partnerships for Torch Dental. Thanks for the great information today. And doctors, again, another thing to take a look at. You don't have enough to do in your business. Here's another thing. But if we can save you 10, 20, 30, 40,000 bucks a year in the bottom line and get you what you need at and streamline and save some employee time, that's not a bad thing. Again, doctors, thank you for the honor and privilege of your time, the thousands and thousands of people and the emails we get. One more thing, Jordan, you're going to be at the CDA. Torch is at what? What's your booth number?
We're 1680. We are booth 1680.
So if you want to find more information, you're coming to CDA May 15th to 17th. Go visit them at 1680. Thanks to my wonderful partner, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, www.decisionsindentistry.com. 140 great CE courses for a very reasonable price. DDS Media Pro, their marketing company, is really, really great. So talk to them. If you're looking for a dental CPA, Ide Bailey has your back. Call me at 657-279-3243 or A. Wiederman, A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at idebailey.com. All right. And with that, I love saving people money. It is my mission in life. It's wonderful. It's fun. Thank you again for listening. And that is it for this edition of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast with Art Wiederman, CPA. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. The Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast is produced by Ide Bailey in partnership with Art Wiederman, CPA, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, and the Academy of Dental CPAs. For audience questions and feedback, email Art Wiederman, awiederman at idebailey.com. That's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N. At eidebailly.com. Or you may call Art at 657-279-3243.